eat, there wasn't enough food. I was still feeling hungry when I left.
3.
I went to this party on Saturday night. When I arrived, I looked around and I didn't know anyone there. But everyone was really friendly, and soon I got to know a lot of people. I really enjoyed myself. I thought it was going to be a dance party, but no one really felt like dancing. We listened to some nice music, though. There were some guys from Spain there. One of them had a guitar and could play it really well. The best thing was, he taught us some neat Spanish songs. We all really enjoyed singing them.
4.
I went to a school party on Friday. No one had really planned the party. That was the main problem. Also, I think we were all too tired after the exams. The worst thing was, no one brought any music. We just stood around talking and eating junk food. Someone said, "Let's play some party games," but no one wanted to play games. Everyone went home before 10:30.
People are talking about parties. What did they do at each party? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Hey, what a great party that was. There were lots of interesting people there and some really cute guys. I met one really nice guy named Tony. I think he's going to call me next week. Anyway, the best thing was the music. Everyone danced a lot. I'm really glad we didn't have to play party games or sing stupid songs. The food was good, too. We ate outside, you know, barbecue style.
2.
Peter's party was terrible. We had to play all sorts of stupid games, like memorizing everyone's name. 20 questions, I think. Then we watched a home video of Peter's vacation in Hawaii. Boring. Actually, I prefer parties where people just sit around and talk and eat, but we didn't eat till very late. The worst thing was when we finally did.